I am Mark Fish, and you are listening to Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets.
My name is Carol Shabalala, and you are listening to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets.
Hi, football lovers. This is Coach Dylan Kerr. You're listening to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets.
Hit the Target podcast.
It's the conclusion of the DStv Premiership as we bid farewell to one of the greatest leagues in Africa. Familiar story at the top of the table. Mamelodi Sundowns wrapping up their seventh consecutive league title. Wow, what a story that is. And of course, here to discuss all that and more is Gift, as well as Mochi Mokgale. And I'm your host, Jesse Nagel. And welcome to Hit the Target podcast. Gentlemen, where do we start? Let's start at the top. I mean, there's only one place to start. As I've mentioned at the top of this podcast, Mamelodi Sundowns now seven league titles in a row.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jesse, for welcoming me, and good morning to the listeners. Yeah, likewise, man, in the PSL, we have one dominance in terms of Mamelodi Sundowns making sure that they are ripping and taking the league again. So likewise, it is always how they prepare themselves for every new season, making sure that they win their first 10-15 games unbeaten, collecting maximum points and so forth. What can we say, man? It is what it is. We are getting used to it. PSL is becoming a farmers league.
Becoming, you say? Well, are we not there really?
We are there as yet, but if they win their eighth, it will be declared a farmers league. Remember, Juventus had to win the league like 8-10 times so that we can declare Serie A a serious farmers league back then. So yeah, I think the same is going to happen with PSL if Pirates and Sundowns and Chiefs don't pull up their socks.
I'm sure we're all familiar with farming and what happens on a farm. There's usually a lot of cows on the farm. Gift, yeah. Speaking of cows, no, I'm joking.
It's like that now.
Gift, Mamelodi Sundowns, Mokgale touched on it. What a story, what a season. The fact that they've turned this league, this once competitive league, into, we throw the term around loosely, farmers league, but that's really what it is. Mamelodi Sundowns, wow.
Greetings, Jess, welcome back. Greetings, Mokgale, we've had you for a while, so greetings to the listeners. I think first let's start by congratulating Mamelodi Sundowns on a history-making season. I mean, they are one game away, you know, from finishing unbeaten.
Wow.
And they made history by clinching their seventh consecutive league title. It's good for them, but also it puts our league in question, you know, with regards to other teams. Mm-hmm. What can they do to stop them? What's wrong with them? What is it that Sundowns is doing that the other teams are not doing? To be honest, I'd like to see the league to be as competitive as possible. I'd like to see, you know, maybe for the title to be decided in the last match, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
How do we get to that point?
I think...
Is it a case of the other teams needing to pull their socks up, or Sundowns just wearing stockings, or what's the case?
I think
there has to be some middle ground, surely.
Yeah, the other teams should pull up their socks. I mean, let's take Chiefs, for example. I mean, they had a disastrous season. They're struggling to even finish in the top eight. They're supposed to be up there with Sundowns. I mean, Pirates, it's like Pirates were the only team that was trying to compete, you know, with Sundowns.
Mm-hmm.
They managed to defeat them in the MTN 8 final. So I think hopefully Pirates is going to do better next season. Chiefs is also going to pick up.
You say hopefully. Is this a wish or a prediction?
It's a wish. It's a wish. Because, as I said in the start, I want to see the league as competitive as possible. But if we can be honest with Sundowns, I mean, there've been a lot of talks with regards to them, you know, flexing their financial muscle, you know, buying players here and there, you know, buying like all the top players. So
can teams not just say no? But do you think there's too much of a greed for money? Mohale, I'd love to get your inputs on this as well. There's Sundowns, as Kif mentioned, Sundowns want you, they get you. How do we stop that from happening?
Hey, man, I think they should just put like a serious sanctions rules or whatever in terms of buying players, the way they're trying to do at EPL. A team can spend to a certain, up to a certain amount of money in terms of players, because I mean, look, Sundowns is just one game away, and you can't believe already who's on their radar or their target. There have been rumors on Chofa Jumabasa, Ingram Reyners, Jaden Adams, like a lot of players, you know, a lot of players that are really playing that well for their teams. And Sundowns is already knocking and saying, guys, look at us. Here we are. Can we just take all of these players and make them ours and everything? So it's so unfair when you look at the fact that we are trying to make the league so competitive and other teams do not have like a bigger option to buy players. I mean, there's a lot of players that even this previous season, I'm telling you, everybody was quite sure that who's this boy from TS Galaxy went to Sundowns in the last minutes.com, Batusi Obas.
Yes.
I mean, everybody was thinking that it's a done deal to Pirates. But out of the blue, when the day was about to go down, then he was announced a Sundowns player. So you see those kind of things, man. Hey, it becomes a challenge. So, yeah.
I have to agree with Mohale. I think the football associations need to tighten, you know, the rules in terms of, you know, spendings and what, because how can you compete with someone who has all the best players?
So can I flip the question then? We spoke about a club that just needs to learn how to say no, or the league needs to possibly step in, or the association needs to step in. Let's look at it from the perspective of a young player. Someone mentioned Ikram Reyners. If you have one of your best seasons to date, do you not want to go and play for Sundowns, because that is the benchmark of South African football now? And now, if we put these measures in place to negate that from happening, are we not stopping our own development? Because, I mean, the best football is played at Sundowns, so if we want to get the best out of our players, we send them to Sundowns.
I you know, to counter that, I would say maybe the problem is the salaries and everything. But if you can check at Sundowns, bro, I've checked their salary scale. I mean, even though we are not sure, but no one earns more than a million. Are you aware? Like, it's Bongani Zungu at 700 and something K, which is right now a choose. There is a guy who's earning a million and not playing. You get my point? So sometimes I don't think players choose Sundowns because of the financial muscle, or maybe it's because of the atmosphere, maybe it's because of the aura of the team, you know, maybe it's because of, you know, good things and success. Though it's very, success is contagious, bro. You know, it's something that when a person sees from a distance, they want to be part of that particular success. If one knocks on their door and say come through, they will want to be part of that. Maybe it's because of the aura, and maybe it's because of how things are happening at Sundowns. At Sundowns, you can see the level of professionalism, my brother. It's amazing. You'll never see players or on social media being involved in funny things, squabbles, girls this, they drank my money at a club. I'm just giving like typical examples, you know. Maybe those types of things, other players that are wanted by Sundowns, they also want to experience that. Even from during Coach Peter Msimane's tenure, I mean, the likes of the late Mucheka Madisha, he was like a son to Peter Msimane. He was giving him, you know, he was giving him financial literacy. He was making sure that he provides for the family. He was there for him when things are hard. And but if you look at other teams, Pirates and Chiefs, how well are their structures to make sure that everything that needs to be implemented for a team to run properly is being done? How well do they do that when compared to how Mamelodi Sundowns is running things. Maybe players also, they are looking at Sundowns from a point that these are the best employees. There is peace. Mm. There is no stress. You know, there is unity amongst players and so forth. I mean, now at Pirates, Abu Chayini, there is a video where he was talking about betting. You never see such kind of things at Sundowns. You get my point?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe the way the team is being governed and ran, it's one of the things that makes Sundowns to be more attractive and to be for players to want to be part of that culture.
Yeah, Mokgale has a point there. Yeah, he has also given me another perspective to look at, because mostly when people talk about Mamelodi Sundowns and players moving there, they just think of those players, you know, securing the bag, and also making sure that they retire, you know, with medals and trophies. But Mokgale has a point there. I mean, we have never seen Sundowns players making betting tickets, and
perhaps they had as well. We'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know. But at least it's not out there. Yeah, Sundowns is a properly run team, and going there, you know that you get exposure. You can go and play in CAF. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not just gonna play here in the country.
Just to intercept Gift before he finishes. Like, for instance, they get rid of everything that will bring
toxic
bad energy amongst the teams. Where is Andy Lejali now? Because he doesn't belong here. He doesn't belong there. The way he was doing things. So for them to manage that, they just deal with you decisively. So because there's a certain culture that they want to keep as a team, and every player that comes there comes and adapt that culture and move with that culture. I think that's what makes Sundowns to stand out, because besides the fact that we are always thinking that they splash out a lot of money on the faces of the players when they want to buy them. No, there are certain things that they guarantee them that players personally also need for their personal growth.
Yeah, and it's something that's their former president, who's now the president of CAF, is always vocal about, that you need to pay the players well. You need to educate them about finances and also how to handle themselves, because the footballing career is really short.
Yeah, well, their success does speak for itself. And of course, with success does come pressure. Let's talk about some of the pressure that has been on this giant team, this colossus of a football club in South Africa. Rulani Mokoena, I've seen talk on social media that there's some pressure on him because, like you said, he's spending all this money, but he's just winning the league, and Pitso was winning the league. They were winning leagues before Rulani. Now he's doing the same thing. There's no level of elevation, let's just say. So, of course, Sundowns won the Champions League in 2016. They've been there all the time, but they're just participants and not really conquerors like they once were.
I think Rulani should be given more time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should be given more time.
Do you understand the pressure? Are you saying some of the criticism is fair?
It is fair given the amount that they've spent, the players that they have. Mm-hmm. But he won the AFL, and he's going to the Club World Cup. He got knocked out in as much as he didn't win CAF Champions League, but he did really well.
Yeah.
As much as the pressure is there and it's mounting for him, you know, to win, because now you can see that for them, the DStv Premiership is a low-hanging fruit. They need, to win something better. So hopefully next season.
Yeah, I see, Mokgale, you're nodding your head. But before you get into that, is it not, because let me put some perspective on it or draw parallel lines to Paris Saint-Germain, the PSG. Coaches go there just to, I'll think of Mauricio Pochettino, if you can bring some English element to this. Mauricio Pochettino had never won a trophy before. He goes to PSG, he wins the league. People don't really count it as a league title. It's almost like it's a given, because we're getting to that point now where we see that league as, okay, we know who's going to win it next year. We know who's going to win it the following year. It's going to be Sundowns. It's no surprise that they've won 7 in a row. So to win a league is bare minimum, I would say. So what's your thoughts on it, Mochi?
There's always this funny argument between Pirates, Chiefs, and other teams.
Yeah, that relationship
Africa,
is strange.
You know, there's always this funny argument. Sundowns has got 57 fans. People say that because Sundowns fans, they talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We are the biggest team in South Africa. We are the biggest team in Africa. Your teams like Al Ahly.
That's a stretch.
That's a stretch, yeah. You know. But teams like Al Ahly, you'll never hear them saying those kind of things. You can go now, after here, check how many CAF Champions League trophies they have in their cabinet. Check how many times they went to the Club World Cup. Check how many Egyptian Cups they've won. Mm. Check how many times they always make sure that they compete to their par excellence. That is the standard that they've set for the team.
Mm.
To be having a lot of depth in a team as a Mamelodi Sundowns and being beaten by Pirates every season in the MTN final and Nedbank Cup final,
mm-hmm.
then for me, unfortunately, I'm not all about mediocrity. When you have resources, you must use them. Zidane had resources
mm-hmm.
at Real Madrid.
And we know how that story turned out.
Yeah. Yes, he used his resources. Pep Guardiola had resources at Barcelona at some season where he won everything. Mourinho had resources 2009-10 at Inter Milan. He won everything that you can think of.
Mm.
Coppa Italia, the league, Champions
Trebles.
League. He won a treble. You get my point. When you have resources, use them to your level of excellence. And there is also a talk around how Sundowns have won games lately.
Mm.
This thing of the coach always being futile with other coaches and everything because he feels like the referee's decisions must favor the team always. And that is a bad reputation. He's building a bad reputation for Sundowns. Sundowns has got resources. They must use them. If you can check all the midfielders that plays in the Sundowns team, if I was that coach of that team, I'm telling you here, without any fear or favor, I will win every game by 3 goals and more. I'm not even going to...
So what I'm understanding from what you're saying is that it's fair to ask questions on Rulani Mokoena.
It's fair. He should be gunning for a third or fourth cup this season.
I suppose the next question is, before we move on to the fixtures, is... time to make a decision. Andre Lani Mokoena, if you had the power to make a decision, what decision would you make?
I would still get an experienced coach. Who knows now? Yes, I would still get an experienced coach who knows what is supposed to be done, who understand that all the money that is being spent at Sundowns,
mm-hmm.
there should be something to show for it in the cabinet for cups.
Yeah.
And then Rulani will still be under someone else, will be the assistant coach, and at least for him to understand what is required of him as a coach. One thing that I dislike so much that I don't approve when it comes to his coaching ways or techniques and 1, 2, 3, it's him trying to have favorite players in the team. That never works out for a team. That has always been a deal breaker for most of the teams, because when a player performs, when a player can give you results, play a player that can give you results. Don't play a player because you love a player, because you have a certain relationship. But with Rulani, because he's got so much talent around him, he finds himself having to have favorites. And I think that's where his problem becomes.
There's our headline. Rulani Mokoena should be demoted to assistant manager.
Yeah, gift. Sorry, before we continue, there's something that Mokoena said that I have a question for him. When Pizzo left and Sundowns decided to hire 3 coaches, I think it was Steve Compella, Rulani, and Mangob.
Yeah.
Do you think when they promoted Rulani, they made a mistake? Do you think maybe they should
They went with the wrong option?
They went with the wrong option there, because everyone, I mean, it's not nice. I've got nothing against Coach Rulani Mokoena. He's the future of South Africa, and I said the future, which means he still has to learn a lot of things in his coaching career. Look, how did Micho get out of Pirates? Because he acted like he was the one superior. When it comes to substitutions, you will see him going there and there. This other day, there was a video when they were still at Pirates. You remember the Rulani and Micho team that was the Pirates team?
Mm-hmm.
That was so dangerous. Shonga, Mulenga and everything.
Mm.
But that team didn't win anything. Why? Because always there were clash of ideas when it comes to the coaches. And it was a junior coach versus
senior.
A senior coach. There was this other match where Micho was trying to make a sub, and then Rulani
stopped the substitution.
You don't need that if you want to. If you want growth, why is Xavi Alonso succeeding? Why is why did Zidane succeed? These guys were both under Don Carlo Ancelotti. And if you can see during their times when they were learning under Carlo Ancelotti, you would never see them trying to be more superior. They took that opportunity to learn from the best, and they carried that. Look now, first season, the man is giving Leverkusen their first ever. He gave them their
Invincible.
Their first ever. League title. So Rulani needs to understand that in a coaching career, there is growth and there are certain ways to get to your top level.
Well, we've thrown that word invincible around. So let's just touch on the potential invincibles. Sundowns, Cape Town City. How do you fare? How do you think they'd fare in their final game?
They don't stand a chance.
They don't stand a chance.
No, they don't.
Against Cape Town City.
I mean, Cape Town City doesn't stand a chance.
Because it's just headline after headline. I'm trying to keep up.
I think Sundowns, they are the stronger. They're the stronger ones in this clash. And also, they have more. They're more motivated to win than City because. I mean, City is what I think they.
I think that God of Honor is just so demoralizing as a footballer to just welcome your peers out by giving them a God of Honor
and clapping.
I think it gets in your head before the game has even started, and that's the psychological battle that Sundowns have already won. I think so. To now do it on the pitch once half the battle's done, I suppose it's favorable for them, eh?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where I stand. I don't know.
So, for me, City has got nothing to lose. Exactly. All the teams behind City, they are on 36 points, can't reach them. You get my point. All of them, counting Kaiser Chiefs. So, Sundowns will go gun blazing because they are preparing for the Nedbank Cup final next week. They want to send a certain statement.
You don't think players will be rested?
Nah, Rulani doesn't rest players. That's why I'm telling you that he still needs to grow as a coach. Sundowns won the league after a Chiefs game. When was that? Five games?
I think
that's long ago. He was supposed to rest his other players. But still... Rulani continued with your Motovi Mvala, your Williams, your Muda, who had the bag and everything, your Ribeiro. You get my point.
So you're saying Sundowns to win?
Sundowns is going Sundowns. To win. Renil.
Wow.
I don't know about this.
I get it. I'm all for it because, I mean, Cape Town City, you mentioned that they can't be caught up by the teams behind them.
They like to give
youngsters opportunity. Yeah. I think that's just the Cape Town way. We've seen it with other teams in Cape Town. Orlando Pirates against SuperSport United. Wow, this used to be a clash back in the day, eh?
A must win for Pirates because they need the Inter-Africa, Beth space to play in the Intercontinental Championships. So, Pirates has to win this one. And knowing SuperSport, they are not just going to let Pirates off the hook easily like that, because I think where they are also, they've got a chance to play the CAF Confederations or whatever tournament after CAF, because if they win that, I think they're going to be on the third spot or something. You get
so if they win,
so I don't think it's gonna be an easy one for Pirates, but I see Pirates stretching themselves, working hard and tirelessly to get maximum points on this. Maybe a 1-0 draw.
If Pirates wins, they're gonna be number 2 and they're gonna go to the CAF Champions League. But it's like they don't want to. Them and Stelis, we've talked about it. It's like Pirates saying, no, Stelis, you can go. And Stelis is like, no. Because
we're
both
not
of them,
ready for CAF.
Yeah. Because both of them, they've lost like 2 consecutive games. I think Pirates lost to Richards Bay and they recently lost to TS Galaxy. Which, on paper, those are games that you thought they were just going to win. I see this one I see a draw in this one. Sorry.
Wow, that's big, bold call. KZN Derby, Durban Derby, AmaZulu against Golden Arrows.
AmaZulu has recently pulled their socks and they are going to win this game so that they secure their top 8 spots. They will topple Chiefs. If Chiefs draws, Chiefs must just know. All the 3 teams that are behind it, if it doesn't win their last game, all those 3 teams, one will get the top 8 spots and they won't play MTN 8.
Will you be there at the game?
By which game? The AmaZulu one.
Yeah.
I would love to attend that game because the last 5-3 games that AmaZulu played, they've really shown that they don't want to play around the, you know, the last 3-4 games that were left, they were back down there by the relegation battle zone.
Yeah.
But look, now they are gunning for the top 8 spot. It's a very good thing for them and they have to finish on a very high note. And I see AmaZulu collecting maximum points here.
If either team win, they're in the top 8. So I think it's going to be a hot game. Also, there's not a team that will want to close off with the lose. I mean, Arrows has had a terrible season, if I should say. I mean, I thought when Steve was appointed, he was going to turn things around, but unfortunately...
Seemed like that in the beginning, eh?
Yeah, because he won 2 games in a row. Then after that, draw, lose, draw, you know. But unfortunately, I'm going to be in the Richards Bay. I'm going to support Richards Bay in Umlazi.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be playing there. But I would have loved to watch this game. But I think that the Richards Bay one is more important. But I see this one also, AmaZulu are winning.
Yeah. Okay. Chippa United, of course, they conclude their season by hosting Sekhukhune United. Chili Boys recently broke their 4-match losing run last time out. But still, that win, we're hoping for it to come. It's just not coming.
It's very difficult for Chippa United. And unfortunately, they are playing a team that is actually... what a stellar performance for this season from Sekhukhune United. I mean, they've pulled quite a few surprises on big teams and so forth, and I'm sure they want to continue with that rhythm going forward and try to prove that next season, you know, for domestic cups, they will really try and fight for that. So, I don't know. Sekhukhune always stands a chance for me when they are playing at home, so I'll give it to Sekhukhune straight. Whoever is taking bets this weekend must listen to me. Straight win for Sekhukhune.
That's what we like to hear, the confidence.
Sekhukhune.
Is it as straightforward as Mohale just pointed out?
Not for me. Not for me. Maybe both teams to score, but rather play it safe because there have been reports that Sekhukhune have put their coach on special leave.
Yeah. Well, we know what that means.
In
South African football.
Yeah, and that is a bit disappointing because they've been playing well. I think in March they won all their matches. The coach and Linda Mtambo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
The coach won Coach of the Month and then the player won Player of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing really well. They were in the top 5 and they seem to be dropping a bit because I don't think they won in their past 5 games.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of an unpleasant ending for them.
So it's just a case of getting over the line now, finish the season, wrap it up. One team definitely feeling like that is the big institution. AmaKhosi. Kaizer Chiefs go to Cape Town, the clash against Cape Town Spurs. Is any saving grace for them?
You know where the danger is?
Mm-hmm.
They are playing a team that has got nothing to lose. That's where the danger is, you know? And I don't know, man. Chiefs has to win. But
every game this season they've had to win because they find themselves in a position where they are very
it's not a compromising situation,
mm-hmm.
but for a club of their of their level, they should be playing, not even struggling to play in the top eight. Mm. But if they don't win this weekend, they will find themselves out of the top eight.
Sure. 11 defeats this season.
Yes, you get my point. So I don't know, but the best solution for Chiefs, Motaungs, please, if you are listening to me, restructure your team, get a proper team to run, get proper people to run your team in terms of admin, and you just delegate and make those big final decisions. But don't be in the forefront yourselves, because you're making a lot of, I can say, decisions that are not benefiting the team in terms of what has been happening. So if Chiefs can get a proper structure to run their team, proper admin structure to run their team, maybe things will get better. And also, stop paying people who are giving you nothing on the field a lot of money. Like, players have to earn their money because of their hard work and the results on the team. Get rid of Gonzalez. There's a couple of players that you need.
I'm glad you're mentioning names, because I was going to ask you, you can't throw things around loosely. You're saying change the coach, change management. Yes. Throw a name.
Yeah, get rid of Gonzalez.
Who should I replace Coach Kevin Johnson with? Are you referring to him when you said change the management?
Yeah.
So throw a name.
I mean, the name now that is dominating is Mr. Ramovic himself, the TS Galaxy.
We'll get to him in a bit. What a job he's doing.
Very, very aggressive. Very aggressive coach, focused, results driven, play high temperament football. You can see now I understand the likes of who's this guy? Kolamlambo once went there.
10-10.
Yeah, 10-10 Mashumishum. And also Swiss Sevilla guys. I understand why they couldn't make it there. That guy doesn't like lazy players.
Yeah.
Those boys run.
It's like, do you remember back in the day, the old Owen de Gama Highlands Park team?
Yes, yeah. Highlands Park team. Yeah. You remember the team that gave us the likes of Abu Mutomi Mvala and Shaluli.
Playing as a right winger.
Exactly. Now they used to run the whole 90 minutes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's why he is where he is now. Chiefs must just do a cleanup in terms of players that are not performing. They must get rid of them, get fresh young players. They are there on the market that can perform on the bigger stages and push us to back to where it was.
Mokgale mentioned Ramovic, his TS Galaxy side, of course, off the back of that 1-0 victory over a fellow Soweto Giants, Orlando Pirates. Now they face Polokwane City. Gift. Surely it's a victory for the Rockets Galaxy.
It has to be a victory for them. I think they will want to, avoid a loss. I mean, they've done well collecting 4 points from the two big teams. That's good. That's good. I see them winning, and what a match they had with Sundowns. I hope they keep it like that even next season. What a game by Pom Velase, the midfielder who was number two. I was surprised when the commentator said he's 34 years old.
Football age.
I was surprised because he runs like a 20-year-old. What a game. Hopefully they will continue with that spirit next season. And with regards to Sid Ramovic's link to Chiefs, I hope that actually happens. I love his competitive spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you love Chiefs.
Yes, and I also love Chiefs. I think if he was to be appointed as a coach of Kaizer Chiefs, I think...
onwards and upwards for
Chiefs. Yes, I think players like Gonzalez will not have a place there. If they have an ounce of talent, it would be brought out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Interesting thoughts. Stellenbosch, they've been the talk of the town this season. Mokgale, they, of course, conclude their business against Richards Bay. The game gift says he'll be at.
Yeah, no, that is. I said it in the last week when I was talking to Dash. What an unfortunate way for Stellenbosch to finish the league. Playing a team that is... there by the relegation zone, and then
you say unfortunate way.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because Richards Bay doesn't respect anyone. Richards Bay loses because they don't score and everything. I don't see them the way they're playing. They don't respect anyone. The likes of your Sanele Bantz, and those are the players that you can trust, that you can trust and rely on. So, but yeah, I mean, it's very much unfortunate that Pirates and Stellenbosch had to have a Richards Bay fixture in their last two games. Very much unfortunate. They collected 3 points from Pirates already, and now maybe they are trying to look at collecting three from Stellenbosch, or just handing Stellenbosch a 1 point, and that's it. So this is a game that, for the first time, not because I'm a Pirates fan, but because I've seen how Richards Bay has played their last five games.
You're not a Pirates fan.
I'm saying not because I'm a Pirates fan, but I don't see, based on
my...
You're
doing a Mama Joy.
Yes. No. So I see this as a 1-1 draw, or Richards Bay winning in a very funny way that they did against Orlando Pirates. Not dominating the game. Scoring one goal while Stellenbosch is just trying to take a break to lower their pace and defending, because that's how they played in the game against Pirates. But at the end of the day, still, Stellenbosch, we know, has got capable players who can give it their all and win with maximum points. It might be double chance. It might go either way. But this is not going to be an easy game for Stellenbosch FC. That's what I'm trying to say.
Are you saying the opposite, Gift? You're going to be there. What would you be hoping for?
I'm hoping that Richards Bay wins.
Yeah. Hey, you wear your heart on your sleeve,
eh? What an unfortunate way for Richards Bay, you know, to close the season. They close off the season with some really tough
games. Did Mohali
games.
Pay you to say that, so it benefits Pirates, that result?
No. No. The thing is, Richards Bay, they see that they still stand a chance of surviving. But then again, in order for them to survive, they need... Swallows to beat Royal AM, and they need to beat Stellenbosch, which
is so you'll be supporting
tough.
Two teams.
I'll be supporting Richards Bay. On the game, on paper, it looks like Stellenbosch are just gonna, you know, put the final nail on the coffin, but I'm sure the boys are gonna come out there and fight.
So you're in a battle with your head and your heart, saying two different things. I get it. I totally understand.
I see a 1-0 victory by Richards Bay.
You hope or wish? You wish for it or you predict?
Both. Because let's look at it this way. I'm sure Stellenbosch would like to finish second place. Mm-hmm. They're already in KEF. I think it would be good for them to start, you know, testing the waters with the Confederations Cup.
Yeah. Before, do you think they will be looking at it from that perspective?
I doubt, because also there's also money involved, you know, in partaking in those competitions. But I'm really hoping that Richards Bay wins. Well, and they also have, sorry to cut you, also have capable players. I mean, Mcineka has been doing well. Barnes, as he has mentioned it, Figueredo, he came back from injury it looks to be, you know, getting back to doing business, you know, so yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we know these bold, big predictions are always welcome here. So,
thank you.
Nothing wrong with that. Swallows against Royal AM, we spoke about doing a Mama Joy. I see you're going to, I suppose you're going to be doing a Mama Joy as well. Gift, once you supported Richards Bay, you're going to be checking over the score to see whether it's benefited them. In this fixture?
Of course, I'll be checking it. But Swallows started the season really well. It's unfortunate what happened to them, but they seem to be picking up. And with the way Royal AM have been playing lately, I see Swallows pulling up a victory. So my mind is on
victory.
Yes.
Solos is winning this 1-2-0. I'm not going to deliberate a lot into this fixture. Solos is
very confident.
Confident. Solos wants to win this the way. Kabadino, I'm happy that Kabadino Mahango has regained his form in the last five games. I'm quite sure next season, if he continues with the same mojo and
same pace and everything, he will be amongst the top leading goal scorer for the Leslie Manya Taylor Golden Boot in the league. So, I'm giving this one straight win to Moroka Swallows.
Interesting thoughts. Indeed, of course, that is the thoughts of Mokgale as well as Gift. In fact, from the three of us, extending our best wishes to, in fact, our congratulations to Mamelodi Sundowns on their achievement to win the seventh successive league titles. So congratulations to our DSCV Premiership champions. What a final weekend it's going to be. So much to look forward to. So many twists and turns that we could expect. The race for second is heating up. Those CAF spots, really, we don't know where it's going to, how it's going to end up. And as well as the gentleman in the studio touched on, the race for survival is certainly heating up. That's it from us in the Hit the Target podcast studio. Gentlemen, any final words to say before we say goodbye to our listeners?
Maybe let me start, because you know I'm going to be short.
He ended with the jab.
For those... For Spurs, who it has been confirmed that they've been relegated, they've got some nice young players. I hope in this final game they go out there and put their hearts out, you know, try and sell themselves, because they're really talented. It's unfortunate that the results during the season were unfavorable to them. I would have loved to see them again, you know, in the DSTV Premiership. I hope players like Luke Batman and Vele Bayi and the radio guy, you know, they get contracts and continue, you know, to play in the DSTV Premiership.
Yeah, man. I just want to say congratulations to Sundance and to Chiefs and Pirates Super Sport. I'm very disappointed. Stellenbosch did even much better compared to them this season.
Yeah.
So they need to start understanding that when the league starts, the first day the league starts, that's the day you decide whether you're going to win the league or what. Because now that builds up to the momentum of you in terms of the performance of your result streak in the league. So May the best team win in the final the final of the Nedbank Cup next week, and also for the final between Man United and Man City. We know the story there, but yeah, thank you so much.
We know the story. What a way to end off. We know the story, and we know this story. Mamelodi Sundowns have been crowned champions. Gentlemen, until next season, we've got the Nedbank Cup, as you mentioned, Mokgale, to touch on next week. But in terms of the DSTV Premiership, what a ride it's been. And we'll see you next season.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, I'm Mark Fish, and you are listening to Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets.
My name is Carol Shabalala, and you are listening to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets.
Hi, football lovers. This is Coach Dylan Kerr. You're listening to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets.
Hit the Target podcast.